As we make preparations to hear the words of Scripture for us from Matthew, I would invite you to stand if you are able. Hear these words from chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And to you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us today, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Gracious God, we are thankful for the teachings of Scripture, for their claim upon our lives. And now, O God, we pray that you will speak to us through these words, and that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, that they will be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen. The wonderful story of the wise men coming to the manger, or at least coming to the place where the Christ child is at this time during this particular event, is much a story about people failing to grasp the significance of the birth of Jesus, as it is a story about people appropriately paying honor to the new king. Now, there is a tradition that holds that the wise men have not always been astronomers. They may have been a part of a Persian tribe, and they had tried to overthrow the empire. And after this political and military failure, well, they turned their attention to philosophy, to science, and to teaching. And in their studies, their new discipline prepared them for this star that would forecast the coming of a long-expected Savior and King. And so when they saw this star at its rising, they dropped everything. And they began their journey. Not sure where it was going to take them. And so they stopped in Jerusalem, asked their questions. Herod involves his leaders, and they make their way to Bethlehem. And finding Jesus and entering into the house, the scriptures tell us that they kneel, bent down, paid this new Christ child homage, opened their treasure chests, giving gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then they go home. Wow. You're standing in the presence of the Christ, this child that has caused you to drop everything and to travel a journey to find him. And you go home. For all their wisdom and all their understanding, all their impressive insight, their amazing interpretive skills, for their persistence, their generosity, ultimately they didn't get it. All the philosophy, science, and wisdom had led them to follow this star. But all of those weren't enough to lead them to follow the light of the world. And they go home. Dr. Leonard Sweet, who was the seminary president at United my senior year, he posted or tweeted, or I don't know what he did the other day, but I came upon his words that a friend posted, and he said, "The word disciple occurs 269 times in the New Testament." Disciple occurs 269 times. The word Christian is there 3 times. And leader, 1 time. He says it's Kubernetes, which is usually translated as captain of a ship, which we translate as leader or administrator. It's there 1 time. And he says the biggest problem in the church today, it's filled with Christians and leaders, not disciples. Now that then causes some interesting stirring in my mind. So what's the difference between a Christian, a leader, or a disciple? Disciples follow Christ. They're not just believers. I mean, after all, Herod believed who Jesus was, but he was not a disciple. So we realize then in this story that the villain of the story, Herod, may actually have had a deeper insight than anyone else in the story as to who this child was and the child's potential change on history. He knew more about the potential of this child than the wise men. And as horrible as his reaction to the birth of Jesus was, later killing those children 2, 3 years and younger, His was the only reaction that conveyed an awareness of the profound effect that Jesus Christ would have on individuals in the world. It's as if he's the only one who understood, who understands. He knew that Jesus had the potential of turning the world upside down. He understood, and it scared him, and he wanted to protect the legacy of his family to get rid of anybody that stood in his way, the Son of God or not. Herod didn't get it. So invested in his own power and his own authority, he could only hear the good news as bad news. He didn't hear any of the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love that was made visible through this Christ child. Disciples, followers of Jesus Christ, not just believers in Jesus Christ. You notice that God is not mentioned once in this whole story of the wise men. And yet God's presence permeates the whole story. It's all orchestrated behind the scenes, the birth, the star, the prophecies, the wise men. It is only in the fullness of time that anyone can begin to realize the full implication of this one born into our midst. Have we realized the full implication of the one born among us? Believer? Or follower? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, to believe is one thing, but to follow is another. To be a disciple implies that we take what we believe and we take the teachings then of Jesus Christ and apply them and use them every single day. Oh God, as we continue with this holy meal of communion, we pray that today we might begin fresh and new as your disciples in and to the world. And we pray in Christ's name. Amen.